This is an Ant Podcast Management production. Hello and welcome to What the Faux Travel Podcast. I'm Amy.
And I'm Nick.
On this podcast, we don't subject you to a boring slideshow of what we did on our holiday.
Or a painful lecture on what visa or COVID documents you need.
Through friends and experts, we learn, challenge and explore our way around the world.
And we take you along for the ride.
What are we talking about today then, Nick?
Today we're talking about Series 5.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard.
Hello and welcome to What the Faux Travel Podcast with Nick and Amy. We're back for Series 5, guys.
What? We are back. Yes, you've heard correct. We've been quiet for over 2 years now. And the truth is, we didn't know if the show was ever coming back. I wasn't sure. I'll go even further than that. I didn't think the show was coming back. To be honest, I felt like that was a part of our lives, which was amazing, great fun. But it was over. All good things must come to an end.
It's also a bit like when you have your favorite TV series and they like come back and they change everything and you're just like, oh, it's like Friends. Like, don't bring it back. It was perfect as it is.
Yeah, I think Series 10 wasn't the best, to be honest. Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah.
Are we ruining the show?
We're taking it one step too far.
Actually, I'm having second thoughts. Maybe we should have left it in the past.
End of Series 5. Bye, guys.
But we are back. Why are we back? Well, over the last 2.5 years, we took a lot of time off from the podcast. We learned a lot about podcasting. We're going to talk about that later. We're still fully involved in podcasting. And having that rest from podcasting has recharged our batteries. We feel like we've got loads more creativity. We've got lots of ideas for you guys coming up on the show. And we are really, really happy to be back.
Yeah, we definitely are. We're so happy to be back. So before we head on to our announcements for this episode, I just want to say, make sure you listen to the end because we have a mini game for you today because, you know, all mother foes love a game. So yeah, that's coming up. Let's get stuck into our announcements, Nick.
First of all, we want to say to you guys a big thank you for the nice messages that we've received over the last 2.5 years of our time off. It's really nice to know that a lot of you haven't forgotten about us. People have been asking, when's the show coming back? They miss it. And we've even got some new listeners over the last couple of years as well. So thank you very much. You guys are pretty much the main reason why we're here.
Yeah, so we had messages on Instagram. We had new reviews on the podcast, which you can do on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But yeah, we loved reading them. And to be honest, we felt guilty when we thought the podcast wasn't coming back. And we got these really nice messages saying, oh, you know, when's it coming back? And we're like, oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, soon, one day. you hang in there.
Right, our next announcement is that we have 5 trips booked right now to go abroad to create episodes for you. And 3 of them are brand new countries.
Yes, so exciting. Plus, we have some new topics to talk about from within the world of travel, including how it all went very wrong for us when we tried to live the digital nomad life. So lots coming your way. That was 2021. It must have been summer 2021. We embarked upon this digital nomad lifestyle because we're about to tell you about our online business. And let's just say it did not go well. So we'll be talking about that plus many more topics.
And while we're talking about these topics, not only are we coming in your ears this time, we're coming in your eyes. So this is going to be a podcast that is on YouTube, which is new territory for us. You know, we've always just been audio only. We pride ourselves in that. But the world is moving on, guys. And you clearly want to see our faces as we're speaking.
I think there'll be a few people who they'll look at our YouTube channel and they'll see us recording these podcasts and think, oh, that's what they look like. Oh, that's a shame.
Why is it a shame?
Well, I'm not going to say the opposite, am I? Oh, that's what they look like. Fit.
They are bloody beautiful, those two.
Face for radio. So I teased and alluded to our online business earlier. That's what allowed us to live the failed digital nomad lifestyle. But in all seriousness, yeah, the last 2.5 years, we have been busy in the world of podcasts. We've started our own podcast production company, which is very exciting. Ant podcast management. So that stands for Amy Nick Thompson. That's our name, if for some people that might not realize. Our surname is Thompson. So Ant Podcast Management has kept us very busy for the last couple of years. We've been working with other people like entrepreneurs and businesses to create podcasts that, you know, help with their marketing. And it's been one hell of a ride being self-employed. It can be the best and worst thing ever. Overall, the best. And it has given us the opportunity, of course, to be our own boss, but learn a lot over the last couple of years in terms of podcasts. So we hope to bring some of those learnings back and actually make What the Faux even better than before, if that's possible. Now, a lot of the time, I think with What the Faux, it was great. We enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun. Sometimes we might not have known what we were doing, but more times than not, it came off.
That actually reminds me of one of the, I think it might have been a review that we got, and it was really nice. The person was being nice, but it was such a backhanded compliment. It was like, this is so good for an amateur podcast.
But yeah, we can't be like, hey, because we were amateur. I guess technically still are. Like, this podcast is not our job. This isn't our income. That's why we created our podcast production company. This, you know, What the Faux is never paid the bills.
We do not get paid for this.
So we're still amateurs. I actually saw a review the other day, which I didn't tell you about.
Oh no. Is it a bad one?
It was a while ago.
Is it bad?
Yeah. It just said.
Is it?
It just said, just listen to an episode. These two are clueless.
Oh no, I have seen that before.
Have you? Okay. But it was like one bad one out of like 50 plus good ones. Thanks for the good reviews.
If you want to review, you can go ahead and do that now on wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you like it, review. If you don't like it, just find another show. So if you or anyone you know needs help creating a podcast, the best way you can support us is by going to ant-podcastmanagement.com.
Now, it's time for our game, guys. And we haven't come up with a name for this yet because we thought we would just spitball. Is that the right word? Spitball?
Spitball, yeah, like come up with ideas like we used to do with What the Faux, just make it up on the spot as we go along.
So we're just going to create a random jingle. Let's go for it. A game of where you guess where we're going.
Based on the forthcoming clues. Guessing game. There you go.
Right, guys. So from that, you may have guessed the idea of this game. We are going to give you three clues. We want you to guess where you think we're going for Series 5, Episode 1. You can send us a DM on Instagram at WhatTheFauxTravel. Or you can drop us a comment as well on there. Or if you're watching on YouTube, do it on there too. So go with clue number one, Nick.
Okay. Now, all these clues, they're not easy, but our listeners are a clever bunch.
So. I think they are quite basic, but let's go for it.
There's not much else we could really go for, to be honest. This is basically a preview of game show facts for the country. Okay. First clue. We have never been to this country or done a podcast about it.
It's quite an egotistical clue, really, isn't it? Because it's like we're assuming they know everything about us.
Process of elimination. Where have we podcasted before? This place is not one of them.
Okay, clue number two. The population is around 55,000 people, so it's really small.
That is tiny. A tiny country. And the third and final clue. This country is made up of 18 main islands. There are a lot more smaller ones because someone will say, oh, actually, there's more. But really, the country's made up of 18 main islands.
But how many are there in total then? Or has no one
ever
counted?
500, 600, 700. But some of them are tiny.
Really?
It'll be like a rock, literally. And most are uninhabited.
Okay, but so the 18 is inhabited?
I think they're not all of them are inhabited. Otherwise, I would have said. It's made up of however many inhabited islands.
I'm not going to lie, Nick. I'm not loving the clues.
Hey, this is proper. This is on official websites. And don't say Wikipedia because I know people can change it. This country is made up of 18 main islands. Come on, there's good clues there. It's a very small country. Never been there before. 18 islands.
Well, Go. Should we just give them the one that I wanted to say? Because you thought it would give it away, but I think it's good.
It will definitely give it away. Go
They're going to find out tomorrow anyway.
Go on, give it.
Well, not tomorrow if you're listening to the podcast. If you're on our Instagram, you'll find out tomorrow. Clue number four is we're flying north and we live in Manchester, England, UK, the world. We're flying north.
Everyone's got it now.
All right, well, that's a Series 5 mini episode wrapped up for you.
Really pleased to be back. Lots of stuff coming your way very soon.
We'll be back in a couple of months once we've done some trips.
Thanks for sticking with us. See you soon.
Before we wrap this up, we've got a question for you.
Is your boy Tarquin going on a gap year?
Is your gal pal Rachel off to eat, pray, love herself silly?
Then the best way to support this show is to share it with all your travel buddies.
Thanks. Bye.